City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, Episode 1.
I don't know how many more entries I'm going to be able to make. They're all over the city and they're coming for us. I can't believe it's come to this. Who would have ever thought this was possible in our city? This sure isn't how I thought my life would turn out. None of us did. Hopefully I'll be around to write more later. If not, I know God's plans are always good. I pray he continues to strengthen us for this final leg of our course. It seems like just yesterday I was graduating from college and my whole life was about to begin. I had such high hopes, such great plans. Who would have thought? But God warned us. Still, I couldn't have imagined this was possible.
Now, Bill, stand closer. Mark, put your cap back on.
Dad keeps knocking it off.
Well, your mother keeps telling me to stand closer. Susan, I think we're close enough for the picture.
Bill, put your arm around him. He's your son. This is his big day.
I definitely won't be able to keep the cap on if he's hugging me.
Okay, Susan, take the picture.
I got it! Oh, our little boy's graduating from college. Where did the years go?
Woo-hoo! We did it! We graduated!
Get off of me!
Come on, buddy, celebrate. We did it, and we finished. We are educated men, the cream of the crop, the finest our fair city can produce.
Yeah, educated and still unemployed.
Not for long, Mr. Sawyer. I start working at my dad's marketing company Monday morning.
So you decided to take your dad up on his offer, huh? I thought you were going to start your own business.
Actually, my dad's going to let me start a new online media division. He'll manage the print and old media division, and the new online business is all mine.
Wow, that's great, Brian.
Your father's going to give you a whole division of his company? He must have a lot of trust in you, Brian.
Well, Mr. Sawyer, we've been talking about this for a while now, but it never went too far because he didn't want it to distract me from school. But now that I've graduated, it's just a matter of putting all our plans into action. Besides, he'll be there to help me so I don't mess up too badly.
Oh, Brian, I'm sure you're going to be a big success. Maybe you would be able to hire Mark before too long.
Mom, I think Brian needs videographers before he needs programmers. Besides, I've already made some contacts. I'll have some interviews set up in a couple of weeks.
That's good, because you have a mountain of student loans to pay off.
Don't remind me.
Well, you never know how things work out. I'm sure Brian would hire you for something if you needed a job. Wouldn't you, Brian?
Oh, yes, ma'am. But Mark would have to call me Mr. Travers, at least in front of the other employees.
Oh, brother. I appreciate the offer, Mr. Travers, but I think I'll see what I can find on my own.
Okay, man, but if you ever need anything, just let me know. I'll probably be running the whole show in 6 months.
Oh, brother. I'm sure your dad will be surprised to hear about that, Brian.
Well, Mr. Sawyer, my dad always said I should aim high.
Your father's done a good job building his company and providing an opportunity for you. God has blessed your family tremendously, Brian.
Yes, he has, sir. I always try to remember that all we have comes from God, and he's allowed us to use his blessings to help others. Our church is a great example, right?
Yes, Brian. God has used your family to bless our church in lots of ways. I think it's great that you appreciate where those blessings come from.
Yes, sir. I pray that I never lose track of that.
Hey, have you seen Andrea?
Yeah, she's over there with her parents.
Let's go. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I'll see you back at the house.
Okay, dear. Congratulations. Oh, there he goes. We didn't get to spend much time with him.
Susan, he's a grown man. You're going to have to get used to him making his own plans. And it's a big day for him. I'm sure he'd rather spend it with his friends than his parents.
Oh, I know. But I'd like to hold on to him for just a little while longer.
Well, I don't think he's going to forget about us. We raised him better than that, but it is his life. I'm sure he already has lots of plans, and I'll bet not many of them include us.
I know. But it's hard for a mother to let go that easily.
Well, don't worry, Susan. He can't get too far yet. He doesn't even have a job. He'll at least need us for room and board. For a while, anyway.
Oh, Bill. Hopefully he needs us for more than that.
Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
I don't think yelling is going to work. You might need to go over there and pry her away from your parents. Miss Lawrence is hugging her so hard, I think Andrea's turning blue.
Moms. They never know when to let go.
Hey, where are your parents?
They had to go. They're getting everything set up for the reception tonight. You two can come over if you want. We can celebrate all of us graduating.
You think there's time to add our names to the cake?
Probably not, but you can write your names in the frosting with your finger.
Yeah, your mom will love that. Hey, here she comes. Andrea, come here.
I'm coming. Sheesh. You guys don't mind if I spend a little time with my parents on the biggest day of my life, do you?
Oh, we thought you were choking. It looked like your mom was giving you the Heimlich.
Ha ha. I know this is hard for you big, strong men to believe, but some people actually enjoy hugging their parents. I owe them a lot.
We enjoy hugging our parents.
Briefly. When no one's looking.
You two are really sentimental. I bet your mothers cry themselves to sleep at night.
Yeah, and when she sees me in the morning, when we have dinner together, and when she does my laundry.
Mine only cries when she gets the bill for school.
At least your parents can pay for school. I'm going to be paying off these loans for the rest of my life.
She's probably worried that she'll never see you again. Her little boy is growing up.
Yeah, I guess so. But you'll still be seeing me for a while. I can't afford to move out yet. I don't even have a job.
You just graduated. It takes a little time to get a job.
Not for you. You're already set up.
Well, teachers are in demand. I guess you should have chosen a better career.
Yeah, there's no future in computers. I didn't have the heart to tell my parents I wasted the last 4 years.
And you. Must be nice to get a job without ever having to leave the house.
Hey, I've been talking to my dad about this stuff for years. It's like I've been interviewing since I was 17.
Yeah, God has really blessed us all. We have great parents. We all got a great education, even if this wasn't the easiest environment to be a Christian in. And now we have our whole lives ahead of us. God has done so much for us. Now it's time for us to go out and make something of our lives.
We are blessed. We have so much. There are a lot of people who don't have parents who care about them, who don't get to go to college, who don't have good Christian friends to support them, and who don't have God to get them through things.
I know I couldn't have made it through school without him. And it wasn't just the late night study sessions or cramming for tests, but it was all the other stuff.
Yeah. This is not the kind of place that rewards a Christian for being open about their faith.
Yeah. So much for an open and tolerant environment where people can express their ideas and have rational discussions.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
The worst part was the professors. I guess tenure is Latin for a license to brainwash.
Ugh. Did you ever have Miss Ferguson for French Lit?
Oh, no. Yeah. I had her my first year. What was that all about?
I'm trying to remember if she ever covered any French literature. Her lectures were all about how Western society has repressed basically everyone. Let's see. We covered Christopher Columbus's genocide, gay marriage, the genius of Karl Marx, oh, and the unionization of prostitutes.
Wow. I missed that last one.
Believe me, you didn't miss anything. If it wasn't for the book, I wouldn't have learned anything about French literature.
But we don't have to worry about any of that anymore. We're done, we've got our degrees, some of us have jobs, sorry Mark, and we've got the rest of our lives to look forward to. Let these professors stay here and indoctrinate the next group, and the next. While they're living in this walled garden, we'll be out in the real world accomplishing things that matter.
Yeah, I'm going to have the opportunity to teach kids the truth. I'll just give them the facts and show them how to think for themselves.
And hey, maybe I'll get a job in an educational software company. Who knows, Andrea? Maybe I can use you as my subject matter expert when I write the next great learning app.
Oh man, this is going to be great. Can this get any better? God's really blessed us. I can't wait to see what the future holds, but I know it's going to be incredible.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, come over and say hi to my parents.
Your mom isn't going to hug me, is she?
Mark already has a respiratory problem.
Only when I'm in a bear hug.
Oh, brother. Look at it this way. You get 10 years worth of hugs in one day, and then you have lots of time to recover. Come on, let's go.
Oh, hey. You're invited over to my house later. My parents are having the big reception. In honor of yours truly.
Yeah, and you only have to curtsy to them when you arrive.
Oh, rats. My curtsy pants are at the cleaners.
Is the press release ready?
Yes, we finished it last night. It's ready to go out as soon as you finish your speech.
How about the new website?
It's online now. We'll be streaming your speech live. The position paper will go live when the speech is done. And of course, so will the donate links.
Madeline, I don't know what I'd do without you. You've been with me since my first term on the city council. And now, well, we've certainly come a long way together.
Yes, sir, Councilman Sherwood, we sure have. And we're not done yet. Your track record on the city council puts you in the best position to be our next city council president. This is it, Bob. This is the pinnacle. I know you're going to be the greatest leader this city's ever seen.
And I owe it all to you, Madeline. We're going to make history together.
Please welcome from District 6, Councilman Bob Sherwood.
Well, before we make history, you need to make your speech. It's time, Councilman. You're on.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's great to see you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to see everyone. Old friends and new friends. Some of you have been with me from the beginning. Supported me when I was just a young, idealistic city council candidate. And now, here we are. Where did all those years go? You've given me the opportunity to serve this city for 23 years. And I can't think of a job I'd rather have. Except... There may be one more job left to tackle, one more mountain to climb, one last way I can serve the city that I love. As you know, I've spent most of my career as a public servant fighting for the values that our city has always cherished: opportunity, community, and above all, family. There are those who have tried to undermine our traditional values. Those who think the ideals that founded this city are tired and worn out. They tell us things are changing. They think we need to look at things in new ways. Well, I say to them, the old ways have gotten us this far, and they will continue to move us forward into an even brighter future. If personal freedom, opportunity, and protecting your children are old-fashioned, then I will proudly be old-fashioned right along with all of you. And that is why I am here today to announce my candidacy for City Council President. This city needs leadership at the highest level that will ensure our way of life and the values that are close to the hearts of all of us are preserved for our children and our grandchildren. Together, we can secure the future and make it greater than our past. Join with me in standing for the principles that have defined our city, our families, and our lives. I will stand with you. I will join with you. And together, with God's help, we will grab hold of our destiny and carry it into our glorious future.
Oh, wow!
Incredible! That was terrific, Bob. I mean, Mr. President.
Look at that crowd, Madeline. They're going crazy.
You really got them going, Bob. That was a great speech.
I think we hit all the buttons we wanted to hit. I think we got our base solidly behind us. Now we got to get everybody else on board.
Hey, we know what to say to the base. We've got great financial support from the business community. Now we just need to walk that tightrope and get the moderates in our corner. For them, we focus on jobs, tax cuts, and business opportunity. As long as we let the base know we haven't forgotten about them, they'll be with us.
You're right, Madeline. It's a good strategy. I've been talking to the base for over 20 years. I know these people. I know what they want to hear. As long as we don't spook the moderates, this will be an easy ride to the presidency.
There was a poll out this morning on potential candidates, and you already have a lead. After this speech, I expect that lead to grow even more. We've got great momentum already. The people see you as the candidate with the most experience. We just need to keep it going.
Are we all set for the events tomorrow?
Yes, you have an appearance first thing tomorrow on United City This Morning, followed by a photo op at John Dewey Elementary, and then 3 campaign rallies in the afternoon.
Whew. Well, the race begins, huh?
Yes, we're the lead horse. All the rest are playing catch-up. We just need to solidify our coalition and keep moving forward.
Hey, Madeline, didn't you say earlier that you were going to Jared's baseball game this afternoon?
Oh, yikes! Jared's baseball game! I forgot all about it! What time is it? Oh, no! It started an hour ago!
Well, we did get started a little late.
I gotta go, Bob. I'll see you tomorrow. Great speech, Bob. President Sherwood. Jared, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm so sorry. We had the campaign announcement today, and it started late, and I just lost track of time. Councilman Sherwood was the one who reminded me. He knows my schedule better than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. How was your game? How did you do?
I got a hit and a walk, and I struck out once.
You got on base twice, though. That's great.
Yeah. Coach let me play shortstop.
He did? That's great. How'd you do?
I got 4 ground balls and a pop-up. I wish you could have been there to see it.
I know, Jared. I know. I'm sorry. But you know I have a crazy schedule. The stuff I'm working on is really important. It's about our future, honey. It's about your future. Councilman Sherwood and I are going to make sure you have a great city to grow up in. I want you to have a good education, be able to go to a great college, and grow up to be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
What? What is it, honey? You can tell me.
Well, there's stuff going on now, too, though. If you can't be around now, how are you going to be around later?
Oh, Jared, I know, honey. I'm trying. It's hard. Ever since your father left us, I've had to do the job of 2 parents.
I know. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, honey.